Minnesota grandma jailed over COVID lockdown warns Waltz will take your rights away. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 13, 2024. A Minnesota grandma and former business owner who was jailed for defying lockdown orders during the coronavirus pandemic warned that Governor Tim Walz, DMN, will take Americans' rights away. In an interview with Fox News, Lisa Hansen, who owned the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro in Albert Lea, explained how after watching Walz allow businesses such as big box stores to reopen while keeping mom-and-pop businesses shuttered, she decided to defy the lockdown orders and ended up serving a 60-day jail sentence and receiving a $1,000 fine. Hansen dispelled the notion that Walz was some cuddly, joyful coach as the mainstream media and Harris campaign are attempting to depict him as being. Vice President Kamala Harris recently announced that she had picked Walz to be her running mate in the 2024 presidential election. "This is the story that America needs to hear. That Tim Walz is not some cuddly, joyful coach. Like all the things that the MSMs are calling him," Hansen told the outlet. "That is not who this man is. This man would like to take your rights away. He will take your rights away. Because what happened to me could have happened to anybody. What happened to me will happen to you." The mother of eight, and grandmother to 18, told the outlet that she and nearly 200 other business owners in the state that were part of a group called Open Minnesota. They believed that Walz and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison were operating in a rogue fashion outside the law. Hansen explained to the outlet that within 24 to 48 hours of her opening her business in December 2020, the state's government came down on them with a vengeance, as roughly half a dozen civil and criminal cases were brought against her. After being convicted in December 2021 on misdemeanor charges, Hansen ended up serving 60 days out of her original 90-day sentence, she told the outlet. Hansen added that she ended up closing her business after she had faced tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and fines. "My family has paid a dear price," Hansen added. "While I was in jail, I missed out on Christmas with my family. I missed out on my wedding anniversary. And I also missed out on the birth of one of my grandchildren. I can never have that time back. That time was stolen from me. My business was destroyed. My business is gone. After everything that happened, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison destroyed my business. They wrecked my life." Hansen's interview comes after a former Minnesota bar owner who ended up facing more than $300,000 in fines for defying Walz's shutdown orders during the coronavirus pandemic has described the governor as an evil man who took small businesses and ripped them up. During the coronavirus pandemic, Walz ran a hotline where citizens could report on their fellow citizens who may have defied his lockdown orders.